stand here, and you were telling me that you were going to come over to see me later on, you'd point to him and say that Ann are coming over to see you.
Yeah, we'll be over there. He and me.
Right.
Be over there and see what we can do to you.
Yeah. Or say if you were going to identify yourself without using your name, like if you walked up to my house and knocked on the door and you knew that I'd recognize the sound of your voice, and if I said, who's there, you say, oh, open the door, it's just...
Just old Henry Turner, or so-and-so.
Yeah. Or if you didn't want to use your name, you'd say, oh, it's just...
Just me. I just want to see you a little bit. You know who I am.
Uh-huh.
Went to see one of my cousins the other day, and he didn't know me.
Is that right?
Old fella. Down in Brucedale, Mississippi.
Say this expression, if you're comparing how tall you are, you might say, well, now he's not as tall as
I am.
Or if it's the other way around, I'm not as tall.
Not as tall as he.
Or talking about how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than
I can.
Or talking about something, possession, if something belongs to me, you'd say
that's mine. That belongs to me individually.
Right. Or if you were talking about, you say if it belongs to him, you say that's
his.
Or if it belongs to her, that's...
That's hers.
Or to
belongs
them.
To her. Belongs to him and her. Her and him.
Right. If it belongs to them, you say that's...
Theirs.
What if it belongs to both of us together, you say that's...
Well, that belongs to us. But it's pointed at you.
Right. It's ours.
That's ours, so and so.
What about if you were asking a group of people if they owned something together? Like if you had several people in your house and you looked out in the front yard and saw the car, you might say, is that
your car?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's your car? And that car belong to you all or just one of you?
Mm-hmm. Ever heard any people say something like, is that y'all's car?
Yeah. That y'all business got started, you know, back in Jim Folsom time, not in the
Burma.
Is that right? Yeah. Y'all come. Well, people who go to anybody's house used to visit and start off and say, well, y'all come. Y'all come to see us. Y'all. We did see it, you know.
Did you ever see him?
Jim
Folsom?
Yeah, one time.
Where was that?
His butler.
He was quite a colorful character,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a gem.
He was a big man, too.
Yeah, he was. Tall. I voted for him. Time or two. I don't know how many of you are running for governor this time. How about you?
Yeah, that's true. Sure hearing a lot of promises. This time of year.
Yeah.
Say this expression, you might say, well, if nobody else will look after them, they've got to look out for
themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or say, have you ever heard of this kind of thick, sour milk that women would keep around the kitchen and make things out of?
Buttermilk, clabber.
Right. What was that clabber like?
Well, it was milk that had already got beyond sweet milk, and the cream had been skimmed off, done riz on it, you know, it was always a cream. And that clabber's in lumps till it's stirred up, and when it's churned, then it's buttermilk.
Yes, sir. I see. Is there any kind of cheese or something you can make out of that?
Well, they make cheese out of it, but I don't know how they make the cheese.
So that cottage cheese?
And I don't know. Yeah, I think so. I don't know much about cottage cheese. Now, I used to buy a lot smarter cheese and got to where they constipated me, and I quit buying them.
Is that right?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. What about food that you eat between meals? You say you're having yourself a little...
Little lunch, little snack.
Do you ever do that yourself?
Yeah, I don't have no regular time to eat much since I'm here by myself. So when I take an ocean, I go in and eat me a little.
What about if you're having some company for a meal and they're all standing around the table? If I tell them, well, y'all go ahead and...
Go ahead and help yourself. I'll see what it is now. Jump in and help yourself.
Right. Or if they're standing up, you tell them, go ahead and...
Yeah, go ahead and dive in.
Yeah. What if somebody passed you something that you didn't want, what would you say?
I'd just tell them, well, pass it to the other fella. Right on in.